This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let a friend know, Chris Rodriguez will be on Grant and Danny in 30 minutes. Jay Gruden today at 5. Commanders 27-22 winners over the Giants yesterday. Another super efficient Jaden Daniels outing. How about Terry McLaurin, by the way, Danny? Two grabs. Both touchdowns, 19 yards for him. He has already surpassed last year's touchdown title, total, I should say. And he is now closing in on a career high in touchdown catches at the midway point of this season. He's got 6 right now. His career best was 7 as a rookie.
Yeah, I think we're going to get past there, hopefully, knock on wood. But just so happy for him that he gets to experience this. Like, I always used to think about it, right? The guys that didn't do anything wrong, in fact, did a lot right, I just had to toil and explain and say, yeah, we just got to get back to work and just got to try really hard and see if we can overcome. How much fun must this be, having gone through the slop? You know what I mean? Now you're out there, you're meeting Red and Zay Watanao at the end of Shawshank. Like, you're here, dude. How much fun is this?
Well, speaking of Shawshank, I was at the Montpelier horse races this weekend, and one of the horses in one of the races was named Andy Dufresne.
Is that right?
So obviously I backed that horse. I put a dollar on Andy Dufresne. You know what horse got last?
Andy Dufresne.
Mm-hmm. You know who was the only horse in like 8 races all day long to quit in the middle of the race?
Andy Dufresne.
Guess he didn't want to crawl through 500 yards of
one
sewer.
One lap around the track and Andy Dufresne wouldn't.
They literally did a bit where he refused to go up the hill. Like he just wouldn't go back to the start. And they brought out the big like horse wagon for him. And I'm like, I really don't want to see anything terrible right now. I hope this horse is fine. I don't know what's going on. Andy Dufresne just made me look like a fool because I was very vocal about how good Andy Dufresne was going to be.
Yeah, you know the history. You know the backstory. There's a poster of Rita Hayworth. He chiseled away. Time. That's what prison is, pressure and time. And so he's letting little tiny bits of rocks go through his pants out into the yard, slowly but surely, digs himself a tunnel. You know the story. That's how he got there.
I do. Mm-hmm. I also know that you're right about Terry McLaurin. He's earned what is happening to him now. At a position where there are so many divas, at a position where the default setting is to be selfish, and if things aren't going your way, to throw a fit or to demand a trade or to throw your quarterback under the bus, right? All of the types of things that good receivers do. He never did any of those. He empowered bad quarterbacks. He put them over. He sang their praises. He has endorsed them one after another, knowing they were jobbers, ham and egger, 9-to-5ers. And he's finally got himself a dude in Daniels. And they're making
so cool.
Sweet, sweet music. All right, let's give out game balls to the best, gassers to the worst. You can call us at 800-636-1067 to give out a game ball.
I'm going to start with Austin Eckler on a game ball. There it is. He's awesome. He's so good. Thrust into more pressing duty where he's got to go a little bit more than he normally would in terms of touches. 3 catches, 41 yards, including a long of 28. He's not going down the field. He's not, you know, running go balls here, there, and everywhere. Some tough yards on the interior with his first touchdown in several weeks. Just a massively important player on this offense. Had to do a little bit more yesterday, but he was really good.
Noah Brown was tremendous. 5 catches, 60 yards. Not pictured on those 6 targets and 5 grabs. 22-yard PI to set up a goal to go from a yard out before the McLaurin touchdown. Noah Brown also made an acrobatic catch Remember when he was going toward the sideline? It was one of the rare balls all day and what was a very accurate day for Daniels, where he kind of misfired, or at least ball placement wasn't perfect, which for him is rare. And Noah Brown kind of reaches back across his body, has to fall backwards to make the catch on the sideline, keeps his butt in. Thought that was a really good catch. He had a nice play for 31 yards down the field a little bit later on, where Daniels, talk about perfect ball placement, kind of throws him across his body, has to reach up because the defender was coming toward his inside. He throws him to the outside, kind of spins him back around into space.
Really good play.
Beautiful all the way around. Noah Brown, everyone keeps chirping, what about another weapon? What about another wide receiver? When they go to him, when they involve him, good things have mostly happened. I think he's a very, very solid player. What do you think of this comp? I was thinking about this while I was watching the game yesterday. To me, Noah Brown is exactly what Commanders fans wanted Cam Sims to be. Like, that was the dream.
Got it.
You know,
like Elon's version of Cam Sims.
Like the giant receiver who just ran those in-breakers and made the athletic catches with guys draped over him. Like, everyone wanted to make fetch happen with Cam Sims, and he was undrafted. He caught 14 balls in college at Alabama.
Fine.
He was a blocker. That's what you wanted. You got it now in Noah Brown for next to no money.
I love that. That's pretty good. Because that was the dream, right? Is this? He's a red zone target. He's big. He's physical. He can run a little bit. But that's actually, there it is. It's the Bezos version of that.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Give me one of these, Darius. Brandon Coleman. I'm going to listen. This is a tough matchup, right? Going up against the Giants. It's a good pass rushing team. I'm going to list off all the guys that still got pressure from the Giants. Here we go. That's the list. Nobody, nothing. Brandon Coleman's been out for a couple of weeks. Brandon Coleman's been splitting time. You wouldn't know it. Is that Trent Williams or Brandon Coleman? I know it's Brandon Coleman, but that dude was awesome yesterday. Hell yeah.
Jeremy Chinn was everywhere. He had one of those first half performances where you felt like there were two 11s on the field. Because in consecutive plays, he'd make a play on one sideline, and then you'd see him on the top of the screen, the other open boundary the next. All over the place. Ended up leading the team with 12 tackles. He had a really nice play on the first third down of the game for the Giants on the three and out, where they, on like a third and one, have a tight end come free in the flat. Chin comes and blows him up for a loss of a yard. Made another really nice play, stringing a screen out, where he blew the play up for minus six on one of Daniel Jones's first and only completions of the half, which is why
he sniffed that one out. That was great.
He ended up with just 1 yard passing, I think it was, at halftime. I thought Jeremy Chinn was really good.
How about Dante Fowler? Sorry about Dante Fowler. Already third most sacks he's had in a season in his career with two more yesterday. Two tackles for loss, two quarterback hits, two sacks aforementioned, forced that fumble. Pretty awesome game for Dante Fowler again when they needed it.
Chris Rodriguez, who's coming on the show in 25 minutes. He has been completely forgotten. He's the fourth running back in the organization. Robinson's the workhorse. Eckler is the change of pace. McNichols is the backup to both, who gets a little bit of work here and there. And then Rodriguez is the guy who's on the practice squad, who's in the building in anonymity, who's training day in and day out for an opportunity that's probably not going to come. And then they find out, after thinking all week Robinson was trending toward playing, he wasn't going to go. I'm sure you guys saw the video like I did of Dan Quinn and him on the field. Fox kept showing it. This pregame conversation after his workout went worse than they anticipated. And they basically said, nah, let's shut it down. We got enough guys. Chris Rodriguez had already been elevated from the practice squad just in case something happened. Because remember, they played Robinson a few weeks ago after a slow work week, and he didn't play in the second half of the game.
Right.
Rodriguez goes from practice squad that everyone had forgotten about to the focal point of the offense in the second half of the game yesterday. And he ran really hard.
Ran hard and tough, yeah.
11 carries, 52 yards, 4.7 a pop. Nobody remembers this, but he was the guy that led them in rushing yards per carry last year.
A nice blitz pickup, too, as well, I think, on one prominent pass. One more gamer there, Darius. Sorry, I forgot to mention it. The quarterback was 209 yards, couple touchdowns, ran for 35, 128.8 quarterback rating. Ho-hum, just a boring, regular old divisional game. You know, where you go on the road to a place that they never win, and he played well again. Perfectly calm, got himself out of trouble. A couple of those throwaways. I actually thought Mark Sanchez and Chris Myers on the telecast were terrible on a million different things. No, most notably spots as a quick side. We're like, he's short of the first down as the referee's like waving the chains forward, pointing first down. He's not making it. He's a yard short. Clearly not yard short. They're already starting the next play. They couldn't figure out which way was up. But I actually thought Sanchez made a really good point about throwaways for Jaden Daniels. Sometimes the play is dead. He knows it's dead, but waits at that extra beat to take a hit that doesn't have to take. That maybe is another sign of growth that I think is on the way. That's not a criticism, just an observation to save your body a little bit. But Daniels was awesome yet again.
So there you go. Game balls to the best. We have not given out any gassers yet. We can try to find someone to give a gasser to next, but we'll also hit the phones with you at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067, as the Commanders have won again. That's 7 of their last 8. We're just casually doing Victory Monday shows on G&D. This is what they do in Kansas City and in Buffalo and in Baltimore and in Green Bay and these other places. I think those are the 4 most successful teams in the NFL by way of record over the last 5 years. Just every week you talk about how they won that week. Last week was the Johnny Newton game. This week's the Chris Rodriguez game. You got different guys that pop up and help out.
So cool.
Your stars, Daniels and McLaurin and Luvu and Wagner, continue to play like stars. G&D on the Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.